Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, packed house tonight by demand for understanding the ministry of deliverance for children. We're going to have one praise song, Fred Hammond, Your Steps Are Ordered in the Lord. And then Derek Prince is going to do a teaching on deliverance for children, how to do deliverance on children. You may have a child, teenager, still your child. It can still be applicable to you. I did it with my son on proxy deliverance, and I've seen many results from it. But before my personal sister in the family, my sister in the Lord, Sister Marine, is going to open us up with prayer before we start the Word of God in praise and worship.
Thank you, Father, for your word. Lord, we honor your word tonight. Order our steps in your word tonight. I pray that your words bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the hearers that are in need. May our minds be alert and clear and our hearts become receptive. I pray that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, move in such power that every stronghold, unbelief, disagreement, or opinions, and every thought be brought into captivity to the glory of your Son, Jesus of Nazareth, in the name of your divine Son. Amen.
Amen. Let's give him praise before we start.
You know, when you've been called to do things for God, or when you've been called to have a relationship with God, sometimes it just don't feel good. I mean, it's just downright uncomfortable from time to time. But in those tough times, I want you to keep this.
Can
Put your hands together. I'm talking to that person that knows what it's like when the money gets a little low and the bills are due. Maybe you lost a loved one this year. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you're wondering why your business or your ministry is not taking off. It seems like it's getting worse. But God has already walked out your steps and he's set provision in front of you and he's waiting for you to take hold of it. See you. What it's like to struggle before the world was framed. I wonder, do I got any brothers that will lift up their hands and cry with a loud voice?
Okay, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. And it's now time for Derek Prince to do some teaching on deliverance for children. There's a different way that you do deliverance on children, and that's praying the last modern-day apostle who's been known to raise three people from the dead. Derek Prince.
Derek Prince speaks on the subject, exorcism and deliverance. This message is entitled, Children Ages 5 through 11, Instruction on Deliverance for Children and Their Parents.
The first thing for children and parents alike is salvation, to know that you're saved, to know that your sins are forgiven, to know that God is your Father, that you have a home in heaven, and if you die, you're not going to hell, you're going to heaven. Many parents come to me and they say, pray for my child. I say, is the child saved? They say, I don't know. Well, I say, why don't you know? Whose business is it to know? How old is the child? 6 or 7? Listen, when a child is old enough to be naughty and know it, a child is old enough to be saved. If a child can be naughty and repent and ask its parent for forgiveness, that child can repent and ask God for forgiveness. And basically it is the responsibility of parents and primarily of the father to instruct his children in the truth of the gospel and salvation. And God has never transmitted that responsibility to anybody else, not to a Sunday school teacher or a youth leader or a pastor. Every parent is responsible for the spiritual instruction and discipline of his own children. And if parents accepted this responsibility, then we wouldn't have the problem children that we have. Another thing that I want to tell you is that children are often capable of advanced spiritual understanding at an early age. Spiritual understanding doesn't go exactly with natural age. There's a parent here tonight, I was talking to him the other day, and he will know what I'm talking about. He and his wife came to me for counseling with my wife, and they brought their little boy who was about, 4 or 5 years old at the time. And they said, of course, he won't understand. So I said, how do you know he won't understand? So I talked to them about deliverance and evil spirits as best I could for about half an hour. And when they got up to go, the little boy said, "I see. If you want the right spirit in, you breathe it in. And if you want the wrong spirit out, you breathe it out." And I said, "You see, he saw much better than you did." Well, that's how simple it is. If you want the right spirit in, you breathe it in. And if you want the wrong spirit out, you breathe it out. But first of all, you've got to meet God's conditions. Now, the Bible teaches, and I'm talking to you children now, that we're all sinners. We've all done wrong. We've all done things we shouldn't have done. Bad things. How many of you believe that's true? All right. Now, the Bible teaches that God loves us, and he doesn't want to punish us for what we've done. So God made another way. He sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, into the world. And Jesus took all our sins upon him, your sins and my sins, died in our place on the cross, and all the punishment that was due to you and me came upon Jesus. He was punished for our sins. He took our sin upon him. He died our death. He died in our place. And then he rose again from the dead, and he's alive now, and at the right hand of Almighty God. And if any of us has committed anything that's wrong or bad, and we are truly sorry for what we have done, and we believe in Jesus and what he did for us, and we come to him and ask him to forgive us, God has promised for sure that he will forgive us, and that he will cleanse away all our sins through the blood of Jesus. This is God's written guarantee. No matter how many wrong things you may have done, no matter how bad you may feel, if you will turn away from the bad things you've done and be sorry for them and decide you don't want to go on doing them any longer, and then will come to God and tell God that you believe that Jesus died in your place and you're sorry, and you ask God to forgive you for Jesus' sake, God has committed himself. He's promised in his word that he will forgive you and that he will cleanse your heart in the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white, whiter than snow. So there is a way to be forgiven and to be clean, no matter how many bad things you have done. Sooner or later in life, every one of us has to choose. Do I want to belong to God and Jesus Christ, or do I want to belong to the devil? And in the end, that's the only choice we have. Belong to God, belong to the devil. Now, Jesus says the devil is a thief. He's not a gentleman. You know what a thief does? He comes in when you don't know it. He comes in the dark. Maybe he forces his way in. Or maybe he climbs in through a window. Or maybe he comes to the door and pretends that he wants to read the gas, and really he's a thief and walks in and takes something and goes on. You don't know how a thief is coming. You don't know when he's coming. Many times you don't see him come. He hides himself. Now, Jesus says the devil is like that. And the truth of the matter is, many of you little boys and girls, the devil has come to you. And maybe you didn't know it. Now, the devil is a spirit. And you just don't see him with your eyes like you can see your father and mother or me. He's invisible. And he has a lot of bad spirits that work for him and do his dirty jobs for him. And his aim is to get his bad spirits inside you and me. Now, when I look back on my own life, and I'm older than some of you, I won't even tell you how much older, I realized that by the time I was 9 years old, the devil had got a lot of his bad spirits into me. I didn't know what they were. I'll tell you something. I was a little bit of a lonely child. I had no brothers or sisters. I was quite clever with my brain. I was always good at class, could do my lessons, get good grades. And I got a little bit shut off from other people, and I would spend hours talking to myself. You ever do that? And I would always talk to myself in the plural. Shall we do this? Shall we do that? Shall we go here? And I realized many years later that was bad spirits in me talking to one another. There was a kind of parliament going on inside me. I had bad spirits in me from the age of 2. I was born in India. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. And my mother and my father were good people, but they didn't have much time for me. And so my mother handed me over to an Indian woman. They called them an ayah in India. And this woman was a Hindu. She wasn't Christian. And I had much more to do with this woman when I was a little baby than with my mother or father. Now, the Hindus in India, they worship devils, idols. And the whole of India is just full of demons. And there's no doubt in my mind that before I was 2 years old, that woman had got a lot of those Indian demons into me. You say it isn't fair, but the devil isn't fair. See? Now, one of my big problems in life has always been getting angry. Because none of you have had that problem, do you? And I wrestled with this for years. And then when I became a Christian, after a while, God showed me when this problem started. And in a way that only God can do, He took me back in my mind, step by step, right to the time when I was a very small boy. I was 2 years old, and I was sitting at a table in the dining room of our home in India, eating a melon. Now, for some strange reason, my father, and he was really a good man in many ways, thought it was a good thing to tease little boys. See, I think he thought we ought to get tough young, you know? And so this time he deliberately teased me. And he said something to me to distract my attention, turned me away, and when I wasn't looking, he took my melon. Well, I turned round and my melon wasn't there, and I got violently angry. And in those days, I could speak Hindustani just as well as I could speak English. And I got mad with all the Indian servants and scolded them in Hindustani. But they hadn't taken my melon. Now, the whole family always remember that incident because of the way I scolded the Indian servants, you see. But when I look back, I realize that at that moment, the demon of anger entered me. And from then on, one of the pressures in my life was anger. Now, I'm telling you things I don't often tell in public because I hope it'll help you. From then on, I'm sure other spirits entered, and I'm not going to tell you all of them. But when I was about 12 years old, I was at a boarding school in England, and I was playing with a football, and another boy took the football from me. You've never had that happen, I'm sure. And I got so angry with that boy, they had to hold my arms down. I would have killed him if I could. And you know the demon that entered then? Murder. Now, I've never murdered anybody, thank God. But the Bible says if you hate your brother in your heart, you are a murderer already. So I know from personal experience, also from helping many others, that little boys and girls, 2 and 3 and upwards, especially if their parents are not good Christians, can easily have these bad spirits enter them. Now, your parents may be Christians. They may be Baptists. But shall I tell you something about Baptists? They sometimes quarrel and fight amongst themselves. Did you know that? And if our parents quarrel and fight, something comes into that home which makes the easy evil spirits feel welcome. And there's nothing that attracts evil spirits so quickly as parents quarreling and arguing and fussing with one another. Though they may be good Baptists or Roman Catholics, doesn't make any difference. And those parents don't know it, but they're exposing their children to these bad spirits. And one after another, these bad spirits will come in like thieves. You won't know exactly when they came or how they came or even what they are. But it'll happen in your life that things will begin to happen to you that you can't control. Some of you know what it is, without any good reason, to get so mad that you don't know what to do about it, don't you? Well, if you tell the truth, the answer is yes. You get mad with your mother, mad with your brother, mad with your sister. All right. There's another problem that many small children have. It's fear. How many of you are afraid of the dark? You don't need to put your hand up. Well, why should you be afraid of the dark? Now, all of us feel fear sometimes. But when fear gets a grip on us and drives us and torments us, that's not just me, that's a spirit. The Bible calls it the spirit of fear. Now, that was one of the many spirits that entered me. I'll tell you how it entered me. Again, my father was responsible. My father's dead now, and I'm not speaking evil of him, but when I was about 13 years old, my father was one of these people who liked detective stories, you know? I can't see any good in detective stories myself, but anyhow. He also liked thrillers. And one day, he took the family, including me, to see a play about a man who was called the Gorilla. Because instead of one hand, he had a gorilla's paw. And he kills people with his gorilla's paw. I can't believe how intelligent people can go and watch things like that, but they do. And this man had a long green cloak that he put on and a long green hood that he put over his face. And I sat there reluctantly and watched this thing and didn't like it. Got home that night, went to bed, and you know what there was now in my bedroom? Long green curtains hanging by the window. It wasn't many minutes before I could see the gorilla in those curtains. And I started to scream and cry, and I got out of bed and rushed upstairs to my parents' room. And my poor father, he had to get out of bed and sleep in my bed. And that happened many nights. It taught him a lesson. He didn't have a good night's sleep for weeks. But something got into me. What was it? Spirit of fear. I have a good friend, some of you have heard of him, Don Basham, some of you know him. He was listening to a tape that I'd preached about the spirit of fear and about how evil spirits enter people. And in this tape, I said that in many cases, the spirit of fear will enter a child when he's watching something on TV, a horror film, or Dark Shadows, or something like that. The impact of that thing is too strong for that child's defenses. Now, Don Basham is a good friend of mine. He was listening because he's writing a book on these things. And as I began to speak this, he realized that he had in him the spirit of fear. And God showed him how it entered. When he was a boy of about 10, his elder brother took him to a movie. Now, it was supposed to be a good cowboy Indian movie, but his brother didn't want to go to that, so he went to another, which was a horror film. And Don had to sit there through that film because he couldn't go out without his brother, and his brother wouldn't go out. And he said, I just cowered there and tried to close my eyes and shut this thing out, but I couldn't keep it out. And he said, from then onwards, there was always a certain kind of fear in my life that controlled me in certain ways. And it was only when he heard this tape of mine that he fully realized what his problem was and called on the name of Jesus and was delivered from that spirit of fear. Well, he was over 40 years old when that happened. So he must have had that thing in him for over 30 years. Now, many of us have these things in us, but we don't really know what they are or exactly how they work. The wonderful thing about the Bible is that it tells us what these things are and how to get rid of them. Let me tell you one more type of thing, and I'm only mentioning a few, that is very common today, and that is trying to get a kind of kick out of fooling around with things we're not supposed to fool around with, such as the Ouija board. How many of you know what a Ouija board is? Yeah, well, I won't even ask how many of you have played with a Ouija board. But playing with a Ouija board is going to the devil to get to know things that you shouldn't ask from the devil. You should never go to the devil for help. And when you start to play with a thing like a Ouija board, or you get somebody to read your palm, or you get somebody to tell your fortune out of the teacup, or you do any of these things like that, or you start to study the horoscopes to find out what's going to happen to you each week, you are playing with the things of the devil. And when you start to play with the things of the devil, you get into trouble. Now, there is a proverb in English, I don't know whether you've ever heard it, says, he that eats supper with the devil must use a spoon with a long handle. But I tell you tonight, there's no spoon with a handle long enough to make it safe to eat with the devil. And you give the devil your little finger, and before you turn round, he's grabbed above your elbow, and he's got you. And lots of boys and girls in the United States today are being grabbed by the devil through the Ouija board. I was in New Zealand, which is a place where they don't have so much of this thing. I was preaching and praying for people that needed deliverance. Quite a young girl came up and was having a most terrible time getting delivered. And I went to her and I said, whatever did you do to get you into this condition? And she said, in our school, some of the girls decided that we'd ask the spirits to come. And we had a time when we sat and waited for the spirits to come. And she said, something came into me that I can't get out of me. Now, I know that happens in many grade schools in America. I've talked to parents and children to whom it has happened. And if that happens, you've got something bad in you. A bad spirit that shouldn't be there. Or some of you have been to churches or other places where they don't preach the truth about Jesus. There are some churches which are called churches, but they don't teach the truth about Jesus. They don't teach that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for our sins and shed his blood and rose again from the dead. And some of you, just through going to places like that, listening to teaching like that, have let a little thief slip into you. Shall I tell you some of the churches that I mean? Well, first of all, spiritual churches, spiritist, unity churches, Christian Science churches, Unitarian churches. Though they're called churches, what they teach about Jesus is not true. And behind every lie about Jesus is a nasty, dirty, little lying demon. And if you listen, he'll slip in. Now, I'm not telling you all this to scare you, but I'm telling you this because I want to help you. Now, some of you, as I stand and talk to you and you sit and listen, you begin to realize there's something in you there shouldn't be. Some of you, you feel your heart beginning to pound a bit faster right now. Is that right? Some of you have got a kind of turning feeling in your stomach. Why? Because the thing I'm talking about is right inside you there. All right? Now, I'm going to tell you how to get rid of it. First of all, you've got to come to Jesus. And you've got to tell Jesus that you're sorry for all your sins, anything bad you've done. And you've got to ask Jesus to forgive you and cleanse you in his blood and drive any of these bad spirits out of you. And then if you really trust Jesus, and we pray together, he'll drive them out of you. But listen, there's certain things particularly that children have to do. One is, you have to get right with your parents. The Bible says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with you. And if you don't honor your father and mother, it won't be well with you. Now you might say, my father and mother haven't always treated me right. I'll agree. I won't argue. But you still have to honor them. You still have to submit to them. If you feel mad and bitter against your parents, father or mother, Jesus won't deliver you from those bad spirits. So you just have to make up your mind. You might say, well, my mother didn't treat me right. I'm mad at her. Well, you just have to make up your mind. Is it worthwhile going on being mad at your mother and having the bad spirit inside? I could have said the same about my father. He didn't treat me right. It was partly his fault that these things ended me. But what good would that do me? I want to get rid of them. Don't you? Do you or don't you? You do. All right, then you've got to say, God, I'm sorry that I haven't treated my mother and father right. And you've got to make up your mind from now on that you will obey and listen to your father and mother. That you'll be obedient, respectful, and tell the truth. If you don't make up your mind about that, I don't believe Jesus will really help you. All right, now I'm going to try and show you how you can get help. First of all, you must feel that you need help. How many of you boys and girls that are 11 years old or under would agree with me that this past week you haven't just been exactly as good as you ought to be? Would you agree about that? Is that true? Are you sure? I mean, you don't have to say it to please me. Maybe you've said and done bad things. You've said things that weren't true. You've been sassy to your parents. Okay? No, you need Jesus to forgive you. Is that right? If you tell him what you've done wrong, ask him to forgive you, he'll do it. Then you've got to say, from now on, Jesus, I mean to obey my parents. I mean to be as good as I can in my home. And I want you to drive out of me, by your spirit, any of these nasty, bad, dirty spirits that have got into me. Okay? And if you really mean it and ask Jesus to do it, he'll do it. Now, when you've prayed that prayer, and we're going to pray together in a little while, then remember what the little boy said. He said, if you want the wrong spirit out, you breathe it out. Just don't sit there and just hope something will happen. Start to kick the old devil out. See? Let me tell you one story which has happened just recently. It happened, as a matter of fact, in Arlington. A mother came with a little boy of about 9 and said, would you pray for my boy? I said, what's the matter with him? She said, he has allergy. How many of you know what allergy is? Everybody knows what allergen is now. At least they know what the word is. And that's about as much as they know. All right, I said, what kind of allergy does he have? She said, food allergy. He can't eat most kinds of food. So I said to the little boy, do you believe in Jesus? He said, I do. I said, do you believe Jesus can help you and heal you? He said, I do. So I said to the little boy, will you say this? Jesus took my sicknesses and bore my pains, and with his wounds I'm healed. And he said it. I said, now tell that bad spirit to go. And he said, you evil spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Then I said, now blow it out. And he opened his mouth and he like that, about 3 times. I looked at him, I said, do you believe you're healed? He said, yes, I do. So I sent him off with his mother. About a few days later, his mother came back and said, would you pray for me? I said, what's the matter? She said, allergies. I said, why do you want me to pray for you? Because my son is healed, she said. When we went home that day after you prayed with him, he went to the refrigerator and he insisted on something, every kind of food inside the refrigerator. And she said, normally he would have been very sick. And he was perfectly well. We took him to the doctor. The doctor said, there's nothing wrong with him. Why I tell you that story is because that boy had the sense to kick the devil out. See? He blew him out. See that? Sounds silly, but it works. All right. Now, those of you that are going to have the sense to do what I tell you, you'll get the result. Okay? Now, parents, if you're sitting with your children and you have faith, when your children say the prayer, after they've said it, you encourage them to get those bad spirits out. If you're a believer, you put your hand on them and pray and command those bad spirits to go. All right? And parents, if you have a few bad spirits in you, why not get rid of them at the same time? All right. Now, just try and be quiet and restful a little while, please, if you can. Try and sit still, because I warn you, the old devil doesn't want to get kicked out, and he's going to try and stir up a lot of trouble just now. He's going to make you think of all sorts of different things to get your mind off what we're going to talk about. Now, those of you boys and girls that want Jesus to help you. I want you to say these words after me. You don't need to shout them, but say them out loud enough to hear yourself say them. Now I want you to say these words. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, and that you rose again from the dead. I'm sorry for the bad things I have done. I don't want to do them anymore. And I come to you now, Jesus, and I ask you to forgive me and to wash my heart in your precious blood. Also, Jesus, I want to be good in my home and to obey my parents. Now, please forgive me. Take away my sin and take out of me any bad spirits that ought not to be there. I don't want them any longer. I only want the good spirit that comes from you, Jesus. Amen. All right, now then, I'm going to pray. Tell those spirits to leave. You let them go. Okay? You forget about other people and get rid of those bad spirits. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind your power in this place and over these children, and I command you spirits that have tormented these children to come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Every evil spirit that's tormenting any child in this place, I command you to come out of those children in the name of Jesus. Now you get serious, children. You just be determined that anything bad in you that shouldn't be there is going to come out. In Jesus' name, sake. And you parents, be willing to come and help your children. Workers, if you want to come now, you come in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You spirit of rebellion, come out of that little girl in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your wonderful name. Praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your precious blood. Amen. Shed upon the cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise you. I bless you. I worship you. Hallelujah. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's right. Amen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Lord, in Jesus' precious name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
If you would like information about further teaching resources available from Derek Prince Ministries UK, please call us and request a copy of our latest resource guide on 01462 492 100. You may also visit our website at www.dpmuk.org or write to us at DPM UK, Kingsfield, Hadrian Way, Baldock, SG7 6AN.
All right, Chaplain John Durden, you got the mic.
Hey, I wish I had that tape when my kids were small and when I was small, so my mom and daddy could have brought me up there. That was very rewarding. I know. I'm hoping that some really young parents, you know, heard that tape so they can minister to their children, you know?
Yeah, man.
That was cool. I liked it. Mm-hmm.
Amen. A lot of the pastors emailed it. Now they understand that their children have demons just because you got one demon of anger, Sir Rem Tilmerton. There's people in your whole family got them. So I have them. We all have them. Amen. All right. Amen. I'm going to be able to be on at 7:30 tonight live. I'll be in Facebook coming out of South Africa. I'll be on Facebook tonight at 7:30 live teaching present trials and tribulations. You can go to Facebook and go to livedeliverance.com. And you'll be able to see me on air. I'll be teaching live on Facebook at 7:30. We want to thank all of our listeners for supporting us. We ask that you contribute and sow a seed to keep us on air. We're going through some trials, but God has always brought us through it, through 14 to 15 years. I don't worry about it because I know that he's going to come through. But we pray that he uses your heart, if you were to do that. If you're listening, please go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand side of the icon, you will see a secure PayPal site of PayPal. Please make donations to livedeliverance.com. Shalom to you. God bless Chapman Durden. I got to get ready to do a live broadcast in about 45 minutes. Anybody can join. Just go to Facebook and go to livedeliverance.com and the Facebook site and be up live, a program to teach for a church out of South Africa. Shalom to you and God bless.
God bless. Well, that's me for the evening.